We're back, and we're back here with some very young, talented people from the high school, the Hudson High School, who are all appearing. You're all appearing in the musical, right?
Yep, that's correct.
The musical version of Footloose, an 80s movie that so many people liked, amazingly enough, and that as a musical, I guess, is wholesome enough that they can show it at the high school, do it at the high school, right?
Well, it's been amended some and added to, I think.
Ah, well, we'll have to ask about that. First, let's get an introduction. First of all, this one guy who's in it, we know because he was here earlier with the Game Hoarders. You want to introduce yourself?
Yep. I am Owen Berth. And
a Game Hoarder.
Yes, I am a Game Hoarder.
I.e. nerd.
That's literally exactly what it means. And in the show, I play.
We love nerds here, by the way.
Oh, well, of course. In the show, I play the part of Willard Hewitt, a guy who kind of talks like this for most of the show and also can't dance until the second act.
Oh, that guy played by Chris Penn in the movie.
That is correct, yes.
Thank you.
I'm Emily Spateholtz. I play Rusty, who sings Let's Hear It for the Boy in the show. Ooh. I'm also Willard's girlfriend?
Love interest of some kind?
We don't know. We never really figure out.
Hmm. In life or in the play?
In the play.
Okay. And?
I'm Kristen Ward. I play Ariel Moore, who's like the preacher's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And she gets around, and she does a lot.
In the movie, she was... Oh, who was that actress? Oh, I can't remember her name. Anyway. And you?
Yeah, my name is Mike Green. I play Lyle. The bad guy's best friend, and Cowboy Bob. I like to call him Burger Bob.
Are you in glasses with no lenses in them?
Yeah, that's my trend, you know.
You mean that's not for the musical?
Nah.
That's just him. Mm-hmm. That's just him.
So I don't wear lenses with my glasses. I wear capes, you know, nice style. I got leg warmers on right now.
Okay. Yeah, my leg warmers. Thank you. I need those back for the
You're
show.
Welcome. Well, yeah.
Cool. So you just like are carving out a style?
Yeah, I like to have like my own style and trend.
Cool.
So,
and you are? Who are you? Are you in the play too?
I am not in the play.
Oh, sorry,
no.
I got confused. You're so youthful. I thought.
Yes,
you were
Yes, I
one
know.
Of them.
I'm still in high school. So, do you think glasses make you look smarter?
I mean, I'm pretty smart by myself, but all right, it's funny. Yeah, but,
I can actually attest to that. He's a pretty smart dude. I have a lot
you.
Of glasses.
There you go.
And then, I just like how they look on me. Like, if I take a picture without them, I'm like, ew. But then, like, if I put them on, take a picture, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, okay. Nice. You got the bandana going. You got the fake glasses. You got the chain. You got it all.
Yeah.
You have a look,
huh? I have a look? Yeah. Let's get back to this. So you're all in the play.
Correct.
The musical, we should say.
Yep.
Do you all sing in it?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we all do.
Do you all have solos?
Kind
of. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah?
You do.
With the exception of...
I mean, I have a lot of ensemble people behind
me. We all
me.
Have solos with the exception of other people are also singing in them, but we're like the main people in the song.
I see.
Except for mine, where I'm the only one who sings.
Really?
And the guy who's playing Ren. Ryan Rodriguez, yeah.
Ren is the guy who shows up in town.
Yeah.
And just sets the town afire with his dance moves.
Ren is Kevin Bacon all day.
Oh, that's right, Kevin Bacon.
But we don't have a Kevin Bacon in our show.
No, Brian's not Kevin Bacon.
Not a Kevin Bacon.
What does that mean?
He's more of a potato.
We like to call him a potato because
he's a spud.
Yeah, he's...
And why didn't you bring the potato?
I think we're hearing some...
Well, he's actually listening right now.
I think we're hearing some backstage gossip, Ellen. Let's get to the bottom of this. What did he do wrong? let's say, can he dance?
He can dance.
Yeah,
he's getting better. He's
he knows how
better.
To move his feet.
Yeah,
from left to right.
he's just his.
He knows his left from his right.
Oh, that's a start.
And
Brian, if you're listening, please don't get mad at us later.
Hey, he's
See
not
you
here.
In like 30 minutes.
So the fellow playing the main role can't dance.
No, he can. He can. We joke on him, but he actually can.
Yeah, he can't. I mean, obviously, he's not as good a dancer as me, the character who's not supposed to be able to dance.
Wow.
But, you know.
Oh, so I get it. You're a little bitter you didn't get the lead role. Is that what's going on here?
Well, I'm not going to deny being bitter about it because I'm the better person.
Okay, give me back the microphone.
Wow, this is bringing back the theater to me, Ellen. My days on Broadway. The killer instincts. The backstage backstabbing.
Yeah.
What the heck is that? What are you carrying? You're carrying a gallon of something?
This is lemon tea with even more lemon, because lemon is scientifically proven to annihilate phlegm in the throat and thus make it easier to sing songs.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of which, I should probably do that in a little bit. But
well, yes. Well, let's do it. Come on. Sing something for us.
Oh.
You got that, man.
You see...
You were, yeah.
I would.
No.
But
the phlegm is gone.
Do you want? Yeah. Do you want me to sing "Let's Hear It for the Boy"
yes,
a little bit?
Yes, definitely. I like that song.
I don't even know where to start, man.
Beginning.
That's generally when we start the song.
Yeah. We start at the end.
Okay, fine. Would you let me sing? My baby, he don't talk sweet. He ain't got much to say. But he loves me, loves me, loves me. I know that he loves me anyway. And maybe he don't dress fine, but I don't really mind. 'Cause every time he pulls me near, I just wanna cheer. Let's hear it for the boy.
Oh, oh.
Let's give the boy a hand.
Talk to
me, here for my baby. You know you gotta understand. Whoa, maybe he's no Romeo. Whoa. He's my loving one man show. Whoa.
Let's hear it for the boy.
Oh, sorry. I got carried away. Sorry about that.
I'd be okay with you taking her part, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, here's the thing, he has to dip me anyway, so.
Oh, it's genuinely spectacular because at the time, near the end of the song, she has to sing in whistle tones, which are effectively like the highest you can possibly sing. And I have to dip her. So while she is singing the highest note she possesses the ability to generate, she is roughly 2 inches from my ear. It's not very good on the hearing.
I'm
Sounds
sorry.
Rough.
Wow.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, definitely.
God, it got me all excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't resist. Ellen asked, how did the play get chosen? Because Ellen forgot to get on the mic.
Well, normally the director will have an idea about something, and he'll talk to his producers, and he'll pick a choreographer. And
producers?
Like,
what is it, like call Hollywood or something? What's this?
Basically, they help like pay for the show pay for the actual rights to do the show.
Right.
There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, there's a lot of thought process.
So this is a teacher?
He was our teacher, but he is.
It's changed.
It's a long story.
You mean somebody who's not a teacher can be the director
of the
play?
Well, what happened was our previous director, who we had, Miss Mastriani, she ended up retiring last year. So then our new choir teacher, Corey Moon, came in and was our teacher, but then he ended up getting a different job somewhere else. So then he wasn't our teacher, but he kept on directing the show.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Corey Moon is your director.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a vocal music teacher there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In Hudson.
Yep.
And
who's your stage director? Your stage manager?
Lucy Reese.
Okay.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Stage manager.
Who does the lights?
Wayne Francis. He does an awesome job of doing it.
Who's your publicist?
Wayne Francis. Same person.
He's also Wayne Francis.
Okay.
What does Jerry Cordato do? He's the music director and conductor, right?
Yes, he is. He helped us learn all of our music, and he is also playing in our live pit.
Yeah, he's been there long.
So it's live music.
Time. Yeah.
The music is live.
A live
pit. You
didn't
get that. A lot of places don't do that anymore. That's really great.
This is actually the first time we've had a live pit in 4 years?
Since we were in 7th.
It's
42nd Street.
Once on this island, only had like one person playing 15 different instruments.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
That was a synthesizer.
Shh. Now, I mean, technically, it still counts.
So, a lot of you have been in previous productions?
Yeah. A lot.
All of you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, they seem like seasoned performers.
Stage rats, I'd call them.
Yeah.
Stage struck.
What other productions have you been in?
The three of us, me, Emily, and Owen, have been doing it since about 7th grade.
Really?
Which was 42nd Street when we first started.
We were the first kids to integrate the junior and senior high school together as one huge musical.
Ah.
And we did, our 8th grade year, we did Once on This Island.
Which was
spectacular.
It was amazing.
It was the greatest show we've ever done.
From there, we did Beauty and the Beast. We did Carousel, and then last year
did he play the Beast?
He did.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. It was. It's funny.
Oh boy, talk about typecasting.
I played Mrs. Potts, and she played Chip.
Oh,
yeah. I played the audience.
Did you enjoy that one?
I'm not gonna lie. The audience is probably the most important role. Without the audience,
You don't have a job.
I am not vindicated without the audience.
Yeah.
I have to say that the Hudson High School musicals have a great reputation. I went to see Music Man. Did you see it, Tom?
I did not. It's probably my favorite.
Because my neighbor's son was in. And Dylan. Do you know Dylan Meyer?
Oh, I do. He graduated with my sister, Robin.
Anyway, he was in Music Man, which made me go to see it.
But I never heard them sing. Heard them at all. Till there was you. You could tell everybody I'm singing it to Alan, please.
Uh-huh. You can tell he's a singer.
There was music.
You can tell he's a singer.
You could tell. No, you could tell I'm a musical theater fan.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but don't tell too many people. They get the wrong idea.
Your secret's safe with me.
Anyway.
Everyone else listening, you know.
Do you?
What does an audience sound like?
People.
It's a lot of fun. I love being in front of an audience, and I just love being in front of like people and just like showing them. Yeah, pretty much.
There you go.
It's just like hearing just how. Here's
what happens when I perform.
Performance.
When I perform, this is what I hear.
It's just so amazing, like you know, putting something together for so long and working so hard on it and finally like showing your community and showing that, you know, this is what we love to do. This is what we've done. Some of us have been doing for years.
Which one? Are you a senior?
Yeah, we're all seniors.
Are you all seniors?
We're all seniors.
The only seniors in
the my God. It's that time of the year too. Have you all heard what's going to be your future?
Who wants to take the jab at it first?
It's March. Yeah. You know what you're doing next year?
Well, my plan for the future is trying to not die.
I can relate to that.
Yeah. Other than that, we're thinking college. We're thinking we're going to continue to pursue the hopeless career of musical theater.
Really?
And,
I'm in the Air Force.
Oh, wow. That's great. You're going to the Air Force?
I'm going into cosmetology.
Cosmetology. And two people want to go to...
We're musical theater nerds.
And where do you hope to study that?
Hudson Valley right now. Okay. But other than that, I want to move to the city and like start a touring life and do stuff like that.
Same. Wow.
Maybe we'll be in a show together later on.
One day.
I'll be in the audience again.
I'll send you tickets.
Are you giving up the theater? Or is it giving you up? Or
I think it's giving you up.
Yeah, I don't know if we...
Wow.
I don't know if we could. If we have theater in the Air Force.
Now here's the question: when you go to the Air Force, what are you going to do with your look?
My look? Oh well, my hair.
That hair's gonna go.
He's unfortunately cutting it off.
And they probably won't go for the glasses either.
You want my hair?
I can give. Not really. No, I would like to pass on that.
I was
hating. I've been telling you for months to cut it.
I'm hating.
Really? Why?
Just because.
My hair is beautiful.
Don't listen to him.
What happens when you take the hood off in the back?
Oh,
same
it's,
way.
It's
same thing.
It's something. It's.
But I mean, it's dyed the same color.
Oh,
it's a little poofy.
Oh, okay. Oh, it looks great. What are you talking about?
Exactly. I know it's great.
Oh.
You know how it is.
We just don't like it on you.
They get jealous, you know?
Haters gotta hate. That's how
it
goes.
It's just. It's no.
It's something. It's something.
See, the thing about performing, though, I mean, you're going to do three performances.
Correct.
And then what's it going to feel like when you wake up on the day after.
A lot of crying.
Yeah,
you
lots
won't
of
know
crying.
What to do with yourself.
Well, I have told Owen already. We dance in the end number, and he puts his hat on me at the very end, and I have already told him that I am going to burst out crying as soon as he puts it on.
Oh, we have somebody who would
a
like
fan.
To talk to you.
Oh, ooh.
Not to us, but to you.
Lovely.
Oh, wonderful.
Let's see who this is. Uh-oh, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? I think we have...
It might be Ryan.
Hello, hello,
Ryan,
hello.
If you're calling us, maybe
hello?
Call back.
Anybody there?
Hello?
Oh, there we go.
Tom, what's up, Tom?
Hey, oh, it's Big Vern.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Vern.
Did you say Uncle
hey,
Vern?
How you doing?
Do you know Vern?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to talk to Mike Green.
Mike Green.
He's calling you. I don't know where they're coming.
Okay. Oh, they can't hear. Oh, they don't have your phone's on.
Yo.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say that I took my family out to see Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
You were outstanding in that. You was doing the dab and everything. we will not miss this performance by you guys. You guys did a great performance last year. Looking forward to it. Knowing that you're going to be in it is going to make me, myself, Slay, Diddy, and Ray come out and support you guys.
Oh, thank you,
boy.
Man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what that means? That means me and Ellen have to come out, too.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, please.
Because
Tom, you had him on the show and you weren't going to come out?
But we have to, you know, we're sort of in unspoken competition with them. Even though they are the best afternoon show, we concede that, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, we're trying to catch up, you know? We're older, so it takes us more time.
We always listening to you guys. The young lady that was singing, let's hear it for the boys. She did an outstanding job.
Oh, thank
we were
you.
We were in the car.
What did you think about my great. Part? Did you hear me joining in at the
no,
end?
Your part was terrible, Tom. Terrible.
Wow.
Don't do it again. Hey, listen, I'm not going to take up any more time.
Yeah, really, you got your own show, you know?
Yeah, but I just wanted to come in and show love to the kids, man, because, like I said, last year we were there for Little Mermaid. I don't know everybody that's in the room with you right now, but I know Mike Green was there. He was doing the dab. It was a great show.
Well, so you actually have Ariel and Ursula here with
well,
you.
Ariel was outstanding. So was Ursula. Ariel was really, really good.
Thank you.
He did a great job.
Also.
Yo, wasn't Ariel at the pet rally? Didn't you do a dance or something?
Oh, yeah,
I did. That was me.
See, Tom, it's one thing to have him on the show, but you got to really know your audience. You guys have fun, man. Take care, all right?
Thanks for calling, Vern.
Thank you.
Bye.
No problem. Bye.
Yeah, you know, it's not enough that he has his own Wednesday show. He has to come and steal our show. But that's okay, because he's familiar with your work, and that's good.
And
he's a great guy.
His show is great. If you ever get a chance to listen to
Wednesday,
WGXE.
The Wednesday block. The Wednesday at 4 show. We're the Thursday at 4 show.
Oh.
We're just not as cool, okay?
Hey, but you have us.
Cool.
Yeah, we have you. Yeah, I didn't see you. Oh, my gosh. You guys are attracting a lot of action today.
Hey.
Mike Green.
Sup?
Did you just say sup?
Yeah.
Tell Ellen what the dab is, please.
She didn't
even get that reference. All
right, so like. Take your arm like this, you like that.
And who'd that come? Is that from Drake?
Say that again.
Huh? Who made that up?
So you take your arm. You can pick either arm.
Oh,
yeah, and you just kind of like bend it at like a 90 degree angle, and then you just bring it up to your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then kind of like nod your head with it too.
Like you're sneezing.
It's just a dance move.
Yeah, okay, everybody.
It's like a kind of dance move.
It's a visual thing.
It's
I just
like,
want
it's like disco. This.
I just want our audience to know that Ellen Thurston is doing the dab.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it for Ellen.
Ooh. Let's hear it for Ooh. Ellen.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We have another phone call. God, you guys are popular.
Oh, no. Is this Brian?
I am.
Okay. Who's this?
Hi. It's Brian Rodriguez.
Oh, Brian Rodriguez, the star of the show.
Hi, Brian.
Let's hear it for the boy.
No, this is not the boy that I sing about.
Oh, no, it's not?
No, this is the holding out for a hero boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Owen is the let's hear it for the boy guy.
Oh. So I just wanted to call in and say hi. You know, I want to say
You're literally going to see us in like a half
an hour.
Thanks
for like abandoning me, you guys. You know, totally
they truly have thrown you under the bus because they thought you wouldn't be listening. In fact,
no, he told me. He sent me a text.
We wouldn't be listening. We just didn't really care.
Shout me out. Send me a shout out.
And we sent you a shout out. And then he calls. We called you a potato.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. We want to get to the bottom of this spud business.
Oh no.
Why are they calling you a potato?
I don't know. I just. It's so harsh when you get the week two times in a row and they still try and call you a potato.
Well, here's the thing.
A sweet potato.
No.
All the potatoes.
No, like a starchy potato.
Starchy potato. Ouch.
Toy Story potato.
You're like McDonald's.
If I was a potato, I would like to be a nice baked potato.
A nice baked potato.
Those are the best potatoes. Anyways, yeah, I just wanted to call in and say hi, because, you know, all the leads went there without me. And I
Oh, because you're a junior.
It was the seniors. Don't even start that.
Don't start.
I know.
You know what? I'm going to see you in like 10 minutes.
Go talk to Francis. Take it up with Francis if you have a problem.
I don't want to take it up with Francis then.
Okay.
We have started an argument. Somebody.
You have to be in the school in 5 minutes. Oh. So have
you're late.
Time.
You are late.
I hear the roar of the grease paint.
You are late. Brian Rodriguez is late.
No, there's 5 minutes until he has to be there. He has 5 minutes.
Which means he's late.
Yeah,
come
he's
on,
already
Mr. Potato
late.
Head.
You theater people are just marvelous. Let me tell
we
you.
Are, we oh, are an interesting you. Bunch.
Are.
We are a real interesting
We're all
bunch.
Different types of people.
Wow. There's so much latency between the radio and the phone call right now. It's
yeah,
not even
is.
Funny.
Yeah. We're not a real fancy network, unfortunately, but... That gives them an advantage over you, though, so that's pretty good. Anyway, so you're really the star, even though that's a bone of contention here.
I see how it is. I see how it is.
I know, jealousy. That's what theater's all about, jealousy. Petty jealousies, I might
Come
add.
On.
But really, opening night, there's going to be a lot of love, right?
Yeah, there's going to be a
lot of tears, a lot of love, a lot of lemon water.
A lot of blood.
A lot of lemon water.
There's going to be a lot of...
A lot of slaps in the face.
We're looking at you, Brian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I slap him like
every
day.
Listen, I almost fell off the stage on skates once.
Okay.
It won't happen again.
You almost
You give me a heart attack every
time
you try and...
Brian. You skated without tied laces.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
My laces were tied because I tucked them into my ankles.
When I took you
about?
Off stage, no.
He says I
no,
them
everyone's just
going
to have to come and see the show. If
yeah,
they know
you,
what
if
I'm
you
talking
if
about.
You really want to understand.
You know, we haven't actually gotten around to it. When are you performing? When is it?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday.
This weekend.
Yes, this weekend.
Friday,
the 31st, April 1st and 2nd. Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay.
Come out.
Friday at 7:30.
Squad.
Yes.
Saturday at 7:30. Sunday, a matinee. A Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. It's at the, where is it?
The Hudson High School.
The high school. The auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Come and see our great set, too. It's a beautiful set.
Really? And who did the set?
The, no,
my game.
Actual
I did everything.
No.
I did
don't
everything.
Let him. Don't let him take the mic like that from you, Kristen. Come on.
She gave it to me.
Who's going to be calling?
It
now?
Was not Michael Green that built the set. I just want everyone to
it
know.
It was
that.
Actually the high school custodians helped us out. Thank you.
Really?
They had a lot of creative Slash ideas on what to green. Do with the like technicalities of the set, and they're just really amazing, and they're so like
yeah.
helpful and everything. If something breaks.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're
just
great.
I would like
awesome.
To acknowledge that without them, we probably would not have a set. We would be performing on a flat stage, and that
yeah.
would be pretty boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, without
it,
Mike Green,
it would
be
pretty
boring.
Yeah. Mike
wow.
Green.
No one is saying that.
That's
how,
I
no.
My question is for you, Mike. How are you going to contain all this enthusiasm when you have to be a disciplined person in the Air Force?
Oh,
that's a funny one.
Like, I like calm all the way down.
Oh, okay.
Like authority.
Oh, this is just your theatrical view.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We get it. Guess what? We have another call.
Another
oh,
call.
You
I'm
guys
so
are popular.
Excited.
All
you
right. Guys bye,
are...
guys.
Bye, Brian. Brian's still
bye, Brian.
Still on the line. But bye,
Go
guys.
To the school. Bye.
Actually, you're going to be late for rehearsal. So.
Hello. The next caller there. Oh, they're going to call back. Okay. Hold on, guys. We'll get you your
okay.
next call soon. Whoever that was.
All right. You know, we never get. This number of calls.
Yeah.
Ever.
Can you guys come in every week?
I would be down.
Who else can sing?
All of us can sing.
Look at that. I say she wants to sing.
I want to.
Come on, I'll do your backups. I'll do your backups.
Do I want to? All right, hold on.
Are we doing? Wait, are we doing? Am I stealing Brian's spot?
No, we'll just do. I'm just gonna do Holding Out for a Hero. Okay. That's the.
You want to wait a second, and we'll take another call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yes, we can.
Hello, who's there? Hello, caller.
This is the radio.
This is the radio. Yeah, it's, or an excuse for one. Who's this?
This is Pierre Rice.
Oh my god! He's another member of the cast.
He's another member of the cast.
And who's he playing?
Ensemble and cop number one.
Oh, there's only
one.
Oh, cop. So he's like really
he's
low down.
He's cop number yeah. generic.
So he's like really resentful that he's not one of the stars.
Yeah, this is my son.
He's a child.
Okay. He's a junior high kid. He's actually one of the many junior high kids that we have.
I'll be fucking in May.
What say that again?
Something about tonight.
Hello?
Pierre?
I just want to say everyone come see me in the play.
Oh, my God.
Okay, can we click?
Yeah, we're hanging up on you, dude. Because like,
Pierre.
Bye, no one wants to see you. Trust me.
Decimated.
Wow.
Okay.
I'll tune in.
You're going to sing now, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Shh. Okay.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay. I'm ready, okay.
Right, so don't worry.
Where have all the good men gone? And where are all the gods?
Yeah!
Where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds?
I'd like to know. Sounds really interesting with...
Yeah, some of those claps were real.
Shout out to Owen Berth for backup.
Yo, I know y'all heard me.
And Mike Green.
Wow. Denied.
Yeah, deny her.
And Emily, because Emily actually sings the backup in this song.
Cool.
Which is why no one cares that you're singing it now.
So when you're a cosmetologist, do you plan on singing to your clients?
Of course.
Excellent.
I'll be a singing makeup artist.
Ah, you want
to
do that?
If you want your wedding makeup done, I'll just sing wedding songs to you. If it's for a birthday,
Marry
I'll sing you
me.
Birthday songs. Christmas, bar mitzvahs, I do it all.
Wow.
They had bar mitzvah songs?
It was my birthday on Tuesday.
Oh.
But that's okay.
I'm being told to shout someone out right now. Angelina. Shout out to Angelina.
Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria? You don't know that song?
No.
Louis Prima, sorry.
No, she's another person in the show.
Angelina,
everyone's
yeah, everybody is my phone is like exploding with, oh my gosh, you guys sound so cool.
Oh, let me explain.
My phone is not exploding because I have no
They
brain.
May sound cool, but they're actually kind of normal looking.
Yeah, except for the stage makeup that we have.
Oh yeah,
right
and
now.
Except for Mike Green.
He hears that literally every day. Yeah, no, he hears that every day.
Well, I got to say though, when it comes to street theatrics, he wins.
Yeah,
I don't care what they say about you, Mike. I think it's great.
Yeah, I love the no-lens glasses. That's the that rocks.
Me and Ellen go way back to the dab.
Ellen's dabbing again.
They're dabbing each other over here, which I'm not sure if that's nice, but it's what they're doing. Well, and you know, the funny thing is, being true people of the theater, it's like impossible to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Because they're entertaining,
mm-hmm.
and they like to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
we are very... We're a very interesting
performing.
I think this speaks well for the...
I actually wore my senior shirt today.
What does that say? The 90s?
The 90s save the best for last is our senior...
What does that mean?
Shout out to the class
of
2017.
Born in the 90s?
Yeah, we are supposedly the last 90s kids, like 1999.
Oh, you're born 1999. Oh, my God, Ellen,
really,
they were
well,
born
I mean,
in
there are some kids that are like 98.
Oh, God.
I was a 99.
Yeah.
I'm 99.
The real surprise here, though, is that our own game hoarder, Owen... has this other personality, this other persona.
Yeah, but the voice is the same.
I know.
Very true.
Yeah. You should come and hear him sing.
Oh, we are. Trust me.
He's
He doesn't want to sing right now because the only song he sings is about his mother telling him not to make toast in the tub. So we're going to not sing that right now, but later.
But he was working on his accent right there. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good. So, it's Friday night, this Friday at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, this Saturday.
Opening night.
Yeah, opening night. Opening night.
Hey, if I come to opening night, can I go to this after party?
That's on Sunday.
That's on Sunday.
Come on the Sunday show,
our actual after party.
The genuine fact of the matter is you want to come on opening night because that's when we're the most likely to mess up, and then it'll be even funnier.
And if you want to see us in a very emotional state, you come and see us on Sunday where we actually cry.
We're
actually
crying. And if you want to see us just go like really hardcore, that's Saturday.
There's always three different stages.
I'm going to be lit all 3 days. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Why is Saturday hardcore? What makes it hardcore?
Just because, you know, on Friday night you move past the nerves, and then Sunday's the day where you're crying the whole time backstage. Yeah. So Saturday is just, like, the one where you really get to enjoy it, but that's also the one where the least amount of people go.
I see.
So it's like a 50-50. So if you really want to come and see us on the Saturday show.
Okay. And cry because you're seniors and you know you're never going to do this together again, or you just cry anyway?
Oh.
I mean, it's just like...
Because you're just emotional people who...
Oh,
just,
that's... Oh, the heartstrings.
Oh.
I think it's mainly just because... Well, I don't know about my green here, but the three of us have been together since, like, kindergarten. We've always been around each other. We've
back
always been really
day.
Close friends.
So like when we were wee.
I mean, I know you. I just didn't know you.
You didn't... You really didn't do a musical until Little Mermaid.
Then you did it outside of school. Chill
you know what? We don't need to talk about what you did during The Little Mermaid, actually.
Yeah, no. I don't want to talk
okay,
about
dish,
it.
Okay, dish.
Well, this so pretty much he came in too early, and then it's in the recording. This was the day that we recorded. It was the Sunday show, and it was the opening number. It was Fathoms Below, and he was the captain. And he goes, I'll tell you what. And then go.
Explicit. Enter explicit here.
He cursed on stage in the middle of the show with a microphone.
Said, oh, poop.
That's not what my thing says.
Yeah, you can't say that here either. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They didn't kick you out of school?
Not yet.
He got yelled at a lot by the cast.
And
not
by
the director.
The director was
laughing too hard.
Does the Air Force know about this incident?
Well, I mean, they're probably going to find out eventually.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah.
That sweater has finger holes made into it?
Yeah.
Jeez, Ellen, look at that.
I know. He's so trendy.
He really is.
We should have a radio
Ellen's
show where it's
madly
like, oh,
dabbing over here.
Whatever that means.
You are so hip, Ellen.
How many seats are there in the auditorium?
A lot.
It fits, I'm pretty
sure. It's 1,162 people.
That's
I'm not
what
sure
I thought.
How many seats there
thousand.
Are.
More or less.
Yeah, more or less. There is 1,100.
So there's a lot of tickets available, I take it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, it would be so awesome if, like, all those seats were perhaps taken
by, you know, the people who are actually tuning in and listening
to us
crazies.
The money goes to the drama club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all of it goes to our drama club.
Excellent.
To support the drama club.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And also it's worth noting that the funding that the drama club gets from things that aren't orchestrated by themselves is exactly $0.00.
So please.
So all the money we own comes out of the stuff we do
mm-hmm.
for the shows.
Yeah, it's a continuous flow. We make the money and then we put the money right
back
in. And
then the money is immediately gone because we had to spend
it. And our directors spend a lot of money of their own.
No, oh really?
Yeah, they put a lot of time and effort into it.
Like, yeah, shout out to Betsy and mm-hmm. Lucy and Corey for like giving us their blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah. Like they really do put 100 as much as we do. They put 110% into the show, and especially like I'm so excited that we have a live orchestra this year.
Yeah, that's something that was
out of
debate.
That it's like so like professional. Like our drummer, Mr. Placencia, is amazing.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's so good.
I know he's also listening.
I gotta ask you something that's totally unrelated to this. You guys know Jake Ebel?
Yes, we do.
He plays in the pit.
He is the guitar two player.
His birthday's on the Saturday show.
Yeah, so we're.
Yes, he plays bass.
Are you aware of his former status here at WGXN?
I'm not, but I've heard about it.
He was a shy little guy who came in here as our intern. Our intern, and we transformed him into what he is today.
Oh. He's amazing.
Would you like to share that
with our listeners?
Yeah. Yes, Tom. Not that close. I said, shouldn't Jake learn how to run the board? So he sat down. He took it to it like a fish to water.
There you go. Right from Ellen's mouth. And that's true. Jake became our sort of, he would work the board here. But then, you know, he does other things. You know, he's into that thing up in Troy where he goes to play music.
Yeah, New Visions, yeah.
New Visions. And we haven't heard from him lately, so... Yeah, you know, he does sound.
Yeah, we heard never. From him either. We see him at rehearsals now. So
I mean,
fun.
We didn't see him yet last night, but we'll hopefully see
him. Okay, but the main thing I'm trying to get at here is I want to know about Jake. Is he popular?
Yes.
Yes.
When he's in school,
when he's in school. Because
what do you mean? Outside school people hate him?
Everybody loves that he plays bass.
He's
like, everyone
crazy
thinks it's
cool.
So cool that someone is able to pick up an electric instrument and know what to do with it.
That Ebel is able, you're saying,
yes.
Is important.
Yes.
Ebel is able.
You call him what?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Why do you call him Tom Cruise?
Ellen here?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise. It's like, Tom Cruise. And she's not alone. Yeah, she dabs for Jake. So tell me more about Jake. What's he like in class? Is he annoying?
Well, here's
he's
the
not
thing.
In class. He, the only he, time that he comes is for Jasmine.
Yeah, but I mean, you must have known him for many years in class.
He was. I had him in an AP class, and he was really cool. He was like super chill and
super chill.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Really cool.
Okay, so we got his temperature, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he smart?
Yeah, he took an AP class, and I'm pretty sure he did very well.
I mean, but you've also taken an AP class.
Shh, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
What is an AP class?
Advanced placement
class.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
It's the
and now you're breaking
that,
this furniture.
It's the classes that are supposed to, like, when you take them, you're smarter, and it's supposed to, like, help you get into better colleges. In reality, they have no effect on the colleges you get into, and everything about them is a lie.
Okay.
But
has anybody heard about? Has Jake heard back about? He hasn't even told us if he got in anywhere yet.
I have no idea.
Wait, I think he did get accepted somewhere. I just cannot remember off the top of my head.
We can,
Jake, if you're listening, tell us and we can.
Yeah, like
maybe if people really want to know where Jake was accepted, then you guys can come to the show and ask him yourself.
He's in the pit, so come and
but
come
only
and
on
see
Saturday
it.
And Sunday.
Why? What's on Friday?
He has a
concert.
I think he has a concert or something.
He's gotten too big for us little people here. We made him. I said this was going to happen. I said, one day you're going to look back and say, gee, I really owe them a lot, what they helped me do. Mm-hmm. Right, Ellen?
Oh, no.
But no, that's how fame works. And you guys will be that way, too. You'll forget that your appearance on today's show. Really
I will never forget my
no,
appearance
you won't
on
because
today's
show. You're like
I
a full-time
mean,
nerd
I won't
here.
Either, but
this has gotten me on the radio. This is a whole
is
new
cool.
step in my career.
There you go.
I mean, yeah. I've done the radio ads for the musical, so.
Yeah.
But
so you're jaded.
I've never been live. So.
Ah.
Well,
this is all being recorded.
No longer true, is it?
Welcome.
Is it being recorded? So
I
can, like, listen
to it
at home?
Well, yeah, it is kind of recorded. But, I mean, we're playing it live. This is live.
This is
Chris
cool.
Is live
everybody is listening to us
no,
live.
Yeah, no, I'm like,
after
really
I finish
insane.
This sentence, no one will ever be able to hear the sentence ever again. Now
really
the sentence is
there.
Gone forever.
So is this,
goodbye
is
that
being
sentence.
Saved or no?
No.
Oh,
my God. Mike.
This isn't a Shane Dawson podcast.
This isn't some sort of podcast that you can look back at and be like, wow, that
my
was
fault.
Cool.
I just wanted my dad to hear me.
But Tom, isn't it sort of in the archives?
Oh,
someplace?
Yeah. Don't worry. That'll be in the archives.
It will still exist.
Somewhere.
No one will ever look for it, but it will exist.
Yes. Somewhere. Owen knows how it works here. You might want to hear yourself.
Hey.
Because that's how I looked back and proved to Dominic that he had dropped an F-bomb on the air one time. We dug through that.
So, it was in the archive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Bum, bum, bum.
All the shows were hidden away, and I was like, it's that one.
It's that one.
Wow, this has been exhausting.
Yeah. And now we have to go and do a whole show.
You guys got energy. I got to tell you that. Yeah. It's fantastic, and it's great. I got to go. I will definitely go.
Yeah.
I just got to figure
everybody
out.
Should go.
Yeah, yeah, everybody should go.
This is the big event.
Jake Ebel.
Jake!
Okay, he said.
What did he
Jake,
say?
Jake, you are listening.
Match? He's got a tennis
match. And he just won his second match.
Jake!
He did it to me. Oh, Jakey. Thank you, Jakey.
We miss you, Jake. Oh, see you tonight.
My little boy. He's such a good Jake. Guy.
Jake is winning some tennis matches.
Jake is playing
Come on,
tennis.
Jake. Go, Jake.
Yeah. Tennis, musician. I mean, this guy's got it all. A haircut like Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got it all.
Is he popular with the girls?
Oh, the girls are all over him.
Oh, he's
the
girls he's are dripping in ladies.
All over him.
I'm not gonna lie. There was a section where he walked into rehearsal and all the junior high kids were like, "Oh my god, that's Jake!" And I was like, "Guys, stop."
I think when he came into Footloose rehearsal for the first time, I think it was the first time I ever actually witnessed someone swoon.
Yeah, it was a swoon, and I was like, "Guys, nope."
He gets all. The lady.
He does.
It's his hair.
Ouch, chicka, wow.
That's what Ellen
the
says.
The hair. It is
Ellen,
hair. It's
Ellen
the hair
loves his
play.
Hair.
Yeah, when he flicks it while he's playing.
Oh, my God.
He flicks it while he's playing.
Flick. Ah,
or like he'll start.
Oh, of course.
Jake?
Of course.
Jake?
He's got
Jake,
a lot of
Jake.
Hair.
I'm sorry.
You little rascal. Well, that's our Jake. I'm glad you guys could update us on
He can. No, he just chooses not to.
There was a time when I could flip my hair.
And then you cut it.
I can't flip my hair.
Non-existent.
And then you cut it. Why did you
cut it?
Because wearing hats with an afro doesn't work.
But that hat is pretty cool.
It's specifically for the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, apparently I have a text because Mackenzie Alexander, who also plays Ren's mom, just yelled at Owen for not listening to his cell phone. So, Mackenzie, if you're still listening.
Mackenzie, my cell phone is off.
There you go. There
He's
you have
lying.
It.
He was just
More
it.
Backstage madness from the young thespians of Hudson High. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Got any other backstage gossip?
Yeah, really? More gossip? Oh, there we go.
I got you.
Go.
That is my
you are
department.
Not prepared.
They don't call me the president of Drama Club for nothing.
I'm vice president.
Who's the queen?
Shut
really
up.
Really upset that me.
She is the queen. I'm not going to lie.
It just happens.
No,
you're
my
more
green
of
stop.
The joke.
My green stop.
Close enough.
No, there's just a joke.
It's close.
Just a joke.
No, just a joke.
Yeah, same thing.
No, the jester. No, if the no, be, that's not what I'm saying. If right. the jester makes jokes and you are just a joke, then you are not worthy of being the jester because the jester makes multiple jokes.
Okay,
wow.
Why,
Ellen? Did you follow that, Ellen? Did you follow that?
This is the conversations that happen between all of us.
Well, I mean, this is the first time that we've all been in the same room for like.
How does
your director get you to shut up and listen?
He yells.
He doesn't. I mean, sometimes he does.
I mean. Sometimes we get angry because we know when to stop, but then
I see.
There's a little bit of that gossip that you were asking for. But then some other people don't get it. Pierre.
Pierre, if you're listening, call in.
So then...
Pierre, don't call in.
So then it kind of just, like, happens, and then people start screaming, and then we all get a little hostile, but then, you know, we just get over it.
We eventually...
But then as soon as I threaten to start breaking skulls against each other, it calms down.
Mama says just count to 10.
I cannot imagine being in high school with this young lady.
Yeah, it's
she would
it's
scare something. The pants off me.
This
I mean,
one?
That doesn't
Yeah,
matter.
You.
Me?
Look, they're
yeah.
pointing at you.
No, it is scary.
She almost killed us while she was driving here.
I did almost.
No, my greed, that
I was
you.
Driving to Burger King, and I went because I wanted chicken nuggets, and I went around a turn, and I... Oh, apparently I didn't brake enough for everyone in the car to their liking, so everyone was upset. I didn't almost kill anyone.
Okay.
I remember what happened when I was in the car and you didn't brake.
Oh, okay, okay, moving on, moving on.
I mean,
talk about that. Hi, Mom. I hope you're not
Hi,
listening.
Mom Award.
So.
Once again, hi, Mom.
Did you tell your parents about you being on the show? You're gonna be
yeah,
on the
my
show
mom now? Actually texted
yeah,
me. She's like, "We hear you."
My parents have no idea that I'm here right now.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
What? No, it's just they don't. They just don't.
Okay, yeah. If you want how to
I'm
how
still
to do
not
okay.
convinced that my parents know that I still exist after I leave the room they're in.
Ouch!
Wow.
That's
oh
like
boy.
A conspiracy theory.
Okay,
that
this isn't Dr. Phil, dude.
Oh yeah, it does.
Oh,
you're just figuring out how to move the
we've
mic.
We've been like 20 minutes into this radio interview.
I don't
want
to break anything.
And you figured out how to move
the
microphone.
We've been here for a few more minutes than 20.
Okay.
Okay. I'm exhausted. We're going to have to shuffle you guys out of here because I just can't take it anymore.
Oh.
I mean, we have to go to rehearsal anyway.
Yeah, we have to go to rehearsal at 6.
No, but this has been great. Can you all identify yourselves again? We got Mike Green.
Squad.
Wait. I'll give him the real thought. Mike Green.
Gang.
We have
Kristen Ward. Yes, Kristen Ward. We have Emily Spayholtz, which is me. That's me every day at rehearsal, though.
And lastly, we have Owen from Game Hoarders.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Dad.
Okay. Well, guys, this has been a great interview, sort of.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a joy. And let's remind our listening audience, Friday at 7:30. Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m. You can see these fantastic young people performing at Hudson High in the musical Footloose.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Well, you can see these three fantastic people and then also Emily Spadholtz.
Ouch!
I thought he was going to burn me. Nice.
Wow.
Why would I burn you? I love you, man.
Hey.
You know what it is, Ellen?
I want to go back to the theater.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never
already in the theater.
Brush up on your Shakespeare.
We have been, crowded in this room by these enormous young egos. But that's fine. That's fine. That's what you need. That's what it takes to be great performers. And really, we look forward to this. You guys are great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks man.
Back.